This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Speaker of House of Representatives meet Prime Minister Dahal on Parliament deadlock. Prime Minister admits Nepal's commitment to promote innovation and entrepreneurship. And Biden administration plans $1 billion arms shipment to Israel. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Speaker of the House of Representatives Devaraj Khemeri held a meeting today to end the deadlock surfaced in both the House of the Federal Parliament. According to Speaker's Secretariat, a discussion held at Prime Minister's residence Balwatar, Speaker Khemeri said that continued obstruction taking place in the context when the bills tabled have not been endorsed has spread mistrust among the public to the Parliament. During the meet, Speaker Khemeri urged Prime Minister Dahal to immediately forge consensus with the main opposition party when the motion of thanks to President Ramchandra Podal for presenting the government's policies and program was not passed in the House. According to the Secretariat, PM Dahal informed the Speaker that a meeting of the top leaders of ruling parties has been set for today, which he said would create environment to ensure smooth parliamentary proceeding scheduled for Thursday. The European Union EU Nepal Business Forum 2024 commenced in Kathmandu today with the theme Growing Stronger Together. The two-day event aims to unite the business communities of Nepal and the European Union, fostering European investment in Nepal. More in this report by Kausal Khemeri.
The European Union EU Nepal Business Forum commenced in Kathmandu on Wednesday with the theme Growing Stronger Together. The two-day event aims to unite the business communities of Nepal and the European Union, fostering European investment in Nepal. Addressing the inaugural session of the forum, Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda expressed Nepal's steadfast commitment to welcoming foreign investment. The Prime Minister highlighted the government's significant strides in implementing legal reforms and regulatory frameworks to create an environment conducive to foreign direct investment.
With the steadfast support of the European Union and its member states, Nepal has made significant strides in various sectors. We stand firm to welcome foreign investment from our friendly countries. We have taken significant strides, including legal reforms to create conducive investment climate and have simplified regulatory framework recently. Committed to reforming Nepal's economic landscape, the government of Nepal is effortful to enhancing the ease of doing business and attracting foreign direct investment.
Similarly, the European Union Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, underscored Nepal's achievements in sectors such as energy, trade and tourism. She also reaffirmed the EU's continued support for Nepal in the days ahead. Similarly, the European Union Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, underscored Nepal's achievements in sectors such as energy, trade and tourism. She also reaffirmed the European Union's continued support to Nepal in the days ahead.
We're delighted this year to celebrate 50 years of diplomatic relations between the European Union and Nepal. There are achievements, for example, the remarkable 64% growth in the IT service exports, reaching over 500 million euros in 2022, and the milestone of over 1 million tourists arrival in 2023. And these achievements are also opportunities for EU investors.
Likewise, the European Commission's Deputy Director General for International Partnerships, Miriam Ferran, reaffirmed that the EU had provided approximately 300 million euros in grants for Nepal over the past 3 years. Ferran further pledged support for Nepal via the European Commission's Global Gateway.
So the European Union and Nepal have a very long-standing relationship. Over the last only 3 years, we have been able to put forward some 300 million in grants, in particular in support our global gateway priorities in the field of energy and education. But we want to do much more, and we want to be able to mobilize all the type of instruments that are available to support investments where they're needed.
The forum will feature stalls, panel discussions and plenary sessions and will conclude on Thursday. Kaushal Ghimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Nayan Kaji Sresa said that Nepal and India, being close neighbours, have built a long-standing history of mutual friendship and cooperation. Minister Sresta noted the salient features of Nepal-India ties include geographical proximity, religious, cultural and linguistic relations, economic engagement and intensely flourished people-to-people relations. In his closing remarks at the third series of lectures launched by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in honour of former Ambassador and former Foreign Secretary Professor Yadunath Khanal on Tuesday evening, Minister Sresta said that Nepal-India relations are nurtured by nature, bound by cultural affinity, comprehensive, multidimensional and incomparable. Minister Sresta said that the exchange of high-level visits have helped strengthen the relations and enhance partnership in many fields, sharing that a consultative mechanism has been established to facilitate cooperation in various areas of bilateral relations. Minister Sresta said such mechanisms have facilitated to enhance mutual cooperation and partnership. A blood bank has been brought into operation at Bharatpur Hospital in Chitwan. Mayor of Bharatpur Metropolitan City Renu Dahal inaugurated the blood bank. On the occasion, Mayor Dahal expressed the belief that with the operation of blood bank, it would be easier to patients visiting Bharatpur Hospital to get blood during their treatment. Mayor Dahal mentioned that the blood bank was necessary at Bharatpur Hospital as the demand of blood is high following the huge number of patients in the hospital, despite of lack of infrastructure, staff and equipment in the hospital. The blood bank, which is in operation at Block B of the hospital, has now the capacity of storing 200 units of blood. The Korean government is set to provide assistance of $9.8 million for the creation of green jobs in Pokhara. The MOU for the project Green Job Creation Through Recycling and Upcycling Project in Pokhara Metropolitan City was signed by Ambassador of Korea to Nepal, Taeyong Park, and Finance Secretary Madhu Kumar Marasini at a program organized at the Ministry of Finance on Tuesday. The Korean government, through the Korea International Cooperation Agency, KOICA, will spend the assistance amount for this project. The project will be implemented by UNDP in Pokhara in close collaboration with the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration and Pokhara Metropolitan City. The primary objective of this project is to create sustainable recycling and upcycling enterprises to foster green economic practices. Secretary Marasini expressed gratitude to the Korean government for the partnership, which will enhance the friendly relation between the two countries. Also speaking on the occasion, Ambassador Park highlighted opportunities of this initiative to enable unemployed individuals with enhanced skills, establish green ventures and contribute to the economic growth of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. According to U.S. officials, the White House has informed Congress that it wants to send more than $1 billion weapons to Israel. According to Reuters News Agency, the package would include tank rounds, mortars and armored tactical vehicles. The plan, confirmed by a congressional aide to CBS, the BBC's U.S. partner, must still be approved by lawmakers. Last week, President Joe Biden said he would halt weapons shipment to Israel if it launched a major invasion of the Gaza city of Rafah. Mr. Biden said last week that he had delayed the shipment of 900 kg bombs to Israel because of how they might be used in such a ground operation. Asked by CNN about the delay, Mr. Biden said that civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi province, partly cloudy in the rest of the hilly regions, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Brief rain thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province and at one or two places of hilly regions of rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province. At present, there is a partial influence of western wind as well as the local air in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Speaker of House of Representatives met Prime Minister Dahal on Parliament deadlock. Prime Minister admits Nepal's commitment to promote innovation and entrepreneurship. And Biden administration plans $1 billion arms shipment to Israel. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.